even when I'm down. Got my head in the clouds and my feet on the ground. I got big dreams.
Yes, we've got big dreams we're going to make true here in the Genius Lab. This is your self-empowerment trainer, Toby Christensen, and I am having a great time with you today. I hope you enjoy this podcast. We're going through a program I call MOVE, and it's called Move Into the Magic. And I developed this because I realized that there's four primary things that high impact people know and work with. And it seems like when people are struggling, when I go to this question, like, tell me about these four things, I get crickets. Okay. And the four things are motivation. How do you get it? How do you sustain it? How do you recapture it when you get unmotivated? Okay. Organization. How do you organize your time, your space, your workspace? And most importantly, how do you organize your mind, your thinking? Where do you spend your thought time? What you focus on, you feed. And so it's really important to be aware of what it is that you're focusing on. And so your mind organization, mindful organization is really important. Visualization is the third thing. Do you have a clear vision of what you want to create and what you or your product or your business looks like or your life? Do you have a clear vision of it? Because most people don't. When I start talking to them about, you know, okay, so what does that look like? You know, what kind of relationships are you in? What kind of a social life do you have? How often do you go out with your girlfriend / wife / partner, whatever it is? And how people are, oh God, I never thought about that. Well, all of these things have to do with your success. Motivation, organization, visualization, and the most important thing of all is execution. Okay, and that's, you gotta fucking do something. You can have the best laid plans, and this is, I swear, this, I see this more often than I care to even think about. And I will confess that I've done it more than I care to think about, and that is execution. You've got to do it. You can plan till the cows come home, but the thing is, you got to get out and do what you do so that you get what you want. Okay, so today we're going to talk one more time about organization. In our last podcast, I talked basically about the fundamentals of the aspects of organization, your time, and you know there's a million time management formats out there. I like the Franklin Daytimer organization myself, but I've used many others. There's the organization of your space. Is your workspace inspirational? I ask people that I work with, how long has it been since you reorganized your workspace? Like changed your room around, your office, your desk? Do you have the same desk that you had 20 years ago? And is it working for you? Or do you feel like you're going to the same stale place? So these are things to think about, and they're things that are very important if you want to move forward. If you're stuck, look at where you're stuck. Is it your environment? Is it your thinking? You know, these are really important. So the other thing I talked about was organization is connected to the element of earth. You guys all know that I do the five element thing: fire, water, earth, mineral, nature. We come into alignment with those energies and life goes better. It just works better when you're in alignment with the things that your body is made of and the things that our environment are made of as well. So let's talk about nurturing today, because, you know, one of the things when I think about organizing, most people, and myself included, when they think about organizing, they think about organizing things to accomplish their business goals. Okay. And so they're thinking about, you know, I got to make this many calls. I got to do a podcast. I got to do 3 blog posts. I got to blah, blah, blah. I got to do 10 Instagram stories and 5 Instagram posts, blah, blah, you know, on and on. They got that. So, and when I ask this question, I usually get this really funny look. I said, so name 5 things that you love to do that nurture yourself. Yeah, you hear how quiet that is? That's the response I usually get. Like, nurture myself. Are you out of your fucking mind? I got work to do, okay? If you only work and you constantly put out and you never replenish, rekindle, or nurture yourself, you will burn out, okay? So you need to think about five things that are nurturing you. Maybe it's going to the gym. Maybe it's getting a massage. Maybe it's going out to eat or having cocktails, you know, after work or just planning that, you know, at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock you're gonna hit the bar or the club with and meet up with some friends and just have a good old time. All right. So whatever it is for you, name five things, and then I want you to ask yourself, how often do you do these things? Like, do you actually follow? Okay, these are nurturing, wonderful things. Do I actually do them? I am guilty as charged. So I'm totally with you guys on this. But I tell you, once you start nurturing yourself, one of the most successful men I ever met was a guy. He owned a steel company in Portland, Oregon. And every Thursday, he was tied up from 3 to 6. And you don't fuck around with his Thursday time. He went and got a mani-pedi. He went and got a massage. And he got a facial. And that was his way of nurturing and caring for himself. He felt better. He looked better. When he looked better, he felt better. He got relaxed. Blew off a bunch of steam in getting the massage and in terms of just like getting, there's places in your body that you don't think about, right? You sit in a chair all day and you think about your butt because it hurts when you stand up or your legs because you walk. But there's like little cricks in your neck and places in your forearms and all kinds of crazy places that store stress and tension that need to be released. Go to a professional and get taken care of. All right. So anyway, this guy every day, every week would get this shit done. And I'm like, you don't need to do your fucking nails every week. Come on, dude. And he's like, no, I don't need to, but it's relaxing for me. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel sharp. And it makes me feel like I care enough about myself to do it. And if I care about myself enough to do it, I care enough about myself to make the kind of money that I want to make to have the life I want. So take time to nurture yourself, okay? So that's an order, okay? And most people don't even think about what nurtures them. So when we get into this element of organization, make sure that you're taking care of yourself, okay? So the other thing about Earth is nurturing abundance. And let's talk about abundance. Like, when in the West, most of the time when I talk about abundance, people immediately go to their income. It's all about money. Abundance means money. And it's absolutely true that in our culture, that's the mindset. But I want you to think about other kinds of abundance, okay? Because, you know, when you're in alignment with this energy, it creates ease, okay? So, you want to be in alignment with what it is that will support your dream. So abundance, how much money do you need to make? That's good. And how much support structure do you need? How many friends do you want to have around you? What kind of loving relationships do you want to have an abundance of? Do you want to have an abundance of joy in your life? Or is it fine to be rich and fucking miserable? How about an abundance of good health? So start thinking beyond the obvious and look at the ways that, look at the micro support mechanisms that you need, okay? Because it's not all about, it's not all as obvious as we think it is, okay? We take a lot for granted, and I learned this from people in West Africa, working with the Dagara people in Burkina Faso, which is one of the poorest countries in the world. And seeing these people be incredibly happy, incredibly content, it blew my mind. And I realized how much I took for granted. So when you think of abundance, think about money. That's great. And then think about other stuff you need too, like love, affection, adoration, intelligence, you know, someone to talk to. It's, never mind, I won't go there. Anyway, so think about the about how you think about organizing the things that nurture yourself. As part of your organization, part of your, and this bumps into your time management. It bumps into your to what you think about. If you here's a perfect example of why nurturing is so important. If you are going day after day after day, and you're running hard and you're hitting it hard, and that's all you think about. And then every time you accomplish what you want to accomplish, you just raise the bar and you don't take time to acknowledge and nurture the victory, you will burn out and die. And you'll do it very, very quickly. Okay? So if you take the time to acknowledge your success, acknowledge your defeats too, but nurture yourself. Nurturing is not a reward for victory. It's just a reward because you are intrinsically wonderful and require it. Okay? Chew on that one for a while. Okay? You don't just get your... I've seen my buddy in Portland. Most of the time, he scores big time and his closing rate is amazing. But sometimes he completely fucks up an order. He blows a deal and loses a deal. And it doesn't mean he doesn't go nurture himself if he fucked up. Okay? It's not a reward. It's a necessary component of your energetic system to help you be successful. So organize time into your life to take care of yourself. And that's really the key. Absolutely. Time management, really important. And do it and stick to it. Okay? Especially I talked in the last about the ABC. A priorities, B priorities, C priorities. Okay? A priorities, you do not go to bed until those are done. Period. End of story. No, this is non-negotiable. Okay? You try and get them done. They're like really try hard. C's, you know, you just like fit them in when you can. Sometimes I'll throw a C task in just because I worked my ass off and finished all the A's, and I'll do something really easy because I know it'll be really quick. Okay. So you can cheat a little bit on that. But, you know, so time management, use whatever format works for you. And then remember your mental organization. What do you think about? How much time do you think about different things? Okay? How much time do you spend thinking about yourself? How much time do you spend about think about closing deals? How much time do you spend thinking about your family and your goals? And do you meditate? Do you visualize? These are all things that are really important that need to be scheduled in. When we look at the fundamental and the bigger picture of move into the magic requires motivation, organization, visualization, and execution. Each of those things require thought and creativity. Okay? Everything that you do starts with a thought. Think about that. So organizing your thoughts is really important. Organizing your mind is very important. And remember, what you think about, what you focus on, you feed. And of course, what you think about is what you're focusing on. So that's my two bits on organization today. I hope you have a fantastic day. And by all means, get organized, nurture yourself, write down five things that you love to do that nurture you, and then schedule them into your time. And by all means, keep looking up.